Welcome, everyone, to KTWHLP Two Harbors Community Radio. 99.5 on your dial, ktwh.org, on your streaming device, bringing you this week's stories behind the stories in the Lake County Press with writer and editor Kitty Mayo. Good morning, Kitty. How are you on this lovely spring rainy day in February?
Good morning, Tom. I'm well, thank you.
Well, excellent. I have a full palette of stories in front of me this morning. Why don't we start out with helium prospecting has begun?
Sure. So it's called spudding. It's the term that's used in gas and probably oil prospecting as well. Once a drill has been placed, we're talking about Pulsar Helium and their permit to do exploratory drilling in order to find out what kind of helium deposit they're dealing with in Lake County. So this is up on number 2, Highway 2. I think of it as near Greenwood Lake. So people kind of know that general area. And that happened just a few days ago, and there were individuals brought up by the company for a tour of the site. I wasn't able to make it, but my friend Nick Woogum from the Ely Echo is going to be sending me his report. He was on the minibus that got to see the drill and get the explanation of what that all looks like.
Well, excellent, excellent. In an earlier drilling era, a spud drill was a heavyweight chisel that was raised and lowered, raised and then dropped into the ground and pounding a hole in the ground. Well, they use rotary drills now, but spudding is still a term for setting a drill in and starting the drilling. That's my understanding at best. And there's a tragedy up the shore in Lutzen as a landmark goes up in flames.
Yeah, everybody knows by now that there was a fire just a couple of nights ago, just after midnight, on the Lutzen Lodge Resort. It's been around for over 100 years, and a lot of people have memories of that. The main lodge burned in totality. It's under investigation, but I'm sure everyone knows by now that that happened because it's really gotten a lot of coverage. And I think I mentioned to a family member, this is just really indicative of how Minnesotans feel like the North Shore is part of their identity, because it's just been getting a lot of attention. Very sad thing that happened. No one was hurt, thank goodness.
Oh, sure. And, of course, the concept in the outside world about the idyllic world along the North Shore, especially further up, is being rattled, not only with that fire at Lutzen, but there's an uproar in North Shore Health in Grand Marais. There's under scrutiny for some management and operation practices up there.
Indeed, and I put the short story in this week, and it's been ongoing for quite some time. It's North Shore Health is the name of the hospital and the board that runs it. It's connected to Sawtooth Mountain Clinic physically, but not the same company. And a much beloved doctor, Dr. Dahlman, was fired by a contracting company called Wapiti. It's sort of complicated, but you can imagine that after almost 30 years, I believe almost more than 30 years, Dr. Dahlman had a lot of patients that really liked him, and there's no disclosure on why he was let go. So that's one of the major problems. There's been a lot of other ones. I haven't been covering it, but I do think it's important because I think the healthcare industry is really in a tenuous position across the country and in northern Minnesota. So I wanted to let people know about it, encourage people to go to the website to read. There's a website for the North Shore Health Hospital that you can read a full, very lengthy, several thousand words description of a recent closed meeting that the board held about a number of issues.
Oh, sure. And healthcare everywhere is in turmoil, even in our own town, with a brand new facility built there. They're not able to operate their surgical suite as they would like because the shortage of personnel. But that's a whole other story. For our vets out there, the Veterans Service Office has moved to a new location, and that's just a real short story there.
Yep, indeed it has. Yep.
So
and different floor
yeah.
in the same building.
Yeah, yep, mm-hmm. yep. Same building, different floor. Or I suppose we could say yep. same store, different floor, yes. It's not cheap. It's not cheap to run a city of 3,600 people, and you can see that with the budget and finances that are published in the paper this week.
Really good information, I think, for people to look at. It doesn't seem real interesting to read those numbers, but that is required by the city to publish that for the public to see so that they can get a better understanding of where their taxes are being spent and what is required to actually keep things running.
Oh, sure. Like I say, it's not cheap. You know, I think the proposal this year is going to be in the vicinity of $16 million to run this town. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, it was a head-scratcher for me, and I mean a head-turner, actually. The local school district is continuing to work on labor contracts with the teachers in the area.
Right. So stand by for more on this, Tom. School districts all across the state are historically slow to sign their contracts. It's slowest ever that this has happened. There's still somewhere north of 40% of school districts that do have unsigned contracts. That means teachers are working without contracts and their unions are still negotiating. In Lake Superior School District, I did get to speak to the president of the teacher representative for the union, that's Chris Bellinger in Silver Bay, and also to Jay Bel Castro, the superintendent. And both of them assured me that they're working together. They have a schedule in March for mediation to try and work out some of these details. They're only 1.9% apart on wages, and it requires a lot of explaining. So I really encourage people to read that article. The teachers are holding a rally asking for support on the 15th prior to the upcoming school board meeting and attendance at the school board meeting, and they're just sort of trying to keep their presence known. It's not contentious in the sense that everybody says they're working together right now and having good conversations.
You bet. Something encouraging in the paper, construction on Boathouse Bay up in Silver Bay has begun. It's under construction.
It is indeed. The ground was broken last week. It was a really fun event. A lot of people turned out. I've been watching this unfold for 2.5 years. It's exciting. It's going to be really neat. There's a lot of conversation around how to preserve the natural resources that are there. That's very important that it continues to look and feel and actually be still very supportive of the natural surroundings being so close to the lake. There is some criticism because this is being lauded as new housing. The pushback says this is high-end luxury housing. Admittedly, it is. And I guess one of the most interesting comments that I've heard is that from Lake County HRA Director Matthew Johnson, Lake County is all the housing, you name it. There is no kind of housing in Lake County that isn't needed at this point. So I believe that it's going to be a pretty neat facility once it gets built.
Sure. One thing to consider is the possibility that there are people in the area who would be in the market for moving up to a newly built residence. And when they do, the place they leave behind will be open for someone else to get into. So in one concept of the idea, you've got this musical chairs and housing. So as housing opens up, people move into it and opens up spaces in the vacated premises. So there's that. I'm going to make a prediction that you will probably be investigating the speed with which a new house has come up across the street from the Vanilla Bean. And it's not
yes.
in the paper, but I predict that it will be. I was gobsmacked.
It's been covered in the paper. This is Logham. This is Chrissy Scandon's new facility that she's building on some property she purchased there. It's going up really fast, isn't it? I just drove past it a minute ago. So this is a sort of a spa center that's going to have several individuals renting space in it, from yoga to different healing and wellness and health practices. So it's an expansion of Chrissy Scannon's business, where she has Department 2 downtown right now.
Oh, sure. I mean, they did their digging in their foundation construction before our so-called winter set in, and it's been flat and empty and snowy and then muddy, and in 2 days' time, while the structure is up. And I just, I'm waiting to read about how they did that. So anyhow, is there anything else you wanted to get out? Otherwise, we're going to close out.
There's always more to the story, Tom, but I'll save it for next week.
Marvelous. Thank you. To our listeners out there, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on the radio again next week. And to you, Kitty, as well, thank you, and bye for now.
Thanks, Tom. Bye-bye.